July 11, 1900. The sufferings of Louisa rendered the chastisements less rigorous. This morning, having received communion, and continuing in the same state of confusion, I was all huddled within myself, when I saw my adorable Jesus coming toward me, all in a hurry, and saying to me, "My daughter, break my fury a little bit, otherwise..." And I, all frightened, said, "What do you want me to do to break your fury?" And he, "By calling my sufferings into yourself, you will come to placate my fury." At that moment, I saw as if he were calling the confessor by sending a ray of light, and immediately he placed the intention of having me suffer the crucifixion. The blessed Lord promptly concurred, and I found myself in so many sufferings that because of the intensity of the pains, I felt my soul go out of my body. When I thought I was about to breathe my last, and I was content that Jesus would receive my soul, I saw the confessor who, by saying, "Enough, enough," was calling me back into myself. Then Jesus said to me, "Obedience is calling you." And I, "Ah, Lord, I want to come." And Jesus, "What can I do? Obedience keeps calling you." And so it seems that this new obedience did not allow the sufferings to go further, but indeed a cruel obedience for me, because while I seemed to seize the harbor, I was flung far out to navigate the way. Then, afterwards, though I was left in suffering, I no longer felt that thing of being about to die. And my benign Lord continued, saying, "My daughter, if today you had not broken my fury, I reached such a limit that I would have destroyed not only plants, but also men. And if the confessor himself had not intervened by calling my sufferings into you, I would have had no regard even for him. It is true that chastisements are necessary, but every now and then, when my fury advances, it is necessary that you break it. Otherwise, my daughter, how many more scourges I would send." And while he was saying this, I seemed to see him, all tired, saying while moaning, "My daughter," or "My children, poor children of mine, to what a state I see you reduced." And to my surprise, he made me understand that after he had calmed down a little bit, he was to resume his fury, to continue the chastisements, and that this had only served not to make him rage too much against the people. "Oh, Lord, placate yourself, and have pity on those whom you yourself call my children."